Hello, my name is Tim Phillips. I'm Managing Director of CBD Intel. Absolutely time that we put together some thoughts of what we're seeing and what we envisage may be the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. And this is a short podcast just to talk about some of the main issues. We have a COVID-19 hub on the website, which is collecting together a lot of the data that we're monitoring around the world. And I think we've seen a lot of podcasts and webinars about the impact of coronavirus. I think the important thing to say right up at the start is that we really don't know. It's too early to see what the impacts will be. The only evidence that we do have is very short term, and it's very difficult to know whether that's going to have any lasting changes to the sector. So a lot of this will be anecdotal, but I think some of the thoughts and the main themes running through this podcast will be hopefully of interest, and certainly we think will have impacts. So what's going on right now? Well, I think the CBD sector, as we would expect in a very kind of, you know, very commercial environment, it's been quick to respond. We've seen lots of new CBD hand sanitizers come out onto the market. And actually, I think a lot of responsible manufacturers have also been producing hand sanitizer because they've got the facilities to do it. So there's been lots of really good work in that. What I'm going to talk about, three main areas. I'm going to talk about demand for CBD. What do we think the impact on demand is going to be going forward? I'm going to talk about the supply side, so kind of retail and a bit about wholesale. And then what's the impact on some of the regulatory developments that we were seeing happen over the last few months that seem to have been paused. So let's start with demand. I think first thing to say is that we were already seeing a slowdown in the huge growth of demand that we saw in years gone by. So even last year, we were starting to see a bit of a slowdown in the demand for the products and a bit of a changing demand. We're seeing very high levels of churn, and one of the interesting things that we've been looking at recently is to try to distinguish between a hardcore of regular daily users who are remaining with the category and are continuing to buy on a very regular basis, and then many of the early consumers that came into the category for very much more health and wellness reasons. It's clear that those people are often dropping out, and so any of those early calculations that were done with survey work that showed that the incidence rate of CBD usage were, you know, high or even 10% plus, I think that's been shown to be wrong. So we've done quite a lot of work on that, but also on the segmentation of users and making sure that we're not seeing CBD users as a single group, that they're very different types of users. So the typical user of a CBD topical for a sports injury is very different to someone who's using a sublingual oil to help get them to sleep, for example. So I think it's really important to distinguish between these different segments and look at them very carefully. Post-coronavirus, I think we're going to see continuing demand for health and wellness products in general. And I think despite the economic downturn and the fact that people are going to have less disposable income to spend, there will still be spend on health and wellness products for sure. And that will include the CBD category. We're likely to see a move to cheaper, less premium products. And we think that the massive variations in prices that we've seen to date for the same level of, same milligram content of CBD in some cases, we're going to see much less variation. I think there's going to be further consolidation in pricing, and that's going to accelerate as the market is becoming more consolidated itself as a result of coronavirus. We've seen and tracked lots of different product formats. One of the things, nothing to do with coronavirus, but one of the major sort of shifts that we've seen happen is that CBD has been combined with lots of products, lots of other health and wellness products, for example, turmeric or something like that. And partly that's because of consumer demand for a mixture of health and wellness products. And partly it's also to be recognized that adding certain ingredients with your CBD allows you to say certain things about that product, which you might not be able to if it just has CBD in it. So those are some things to be thinking about on the demand side. On the supply side, in terms of retail, I think we were seeing a slowdown pre-COVID-19. We were seeing certainly a slowdown in bricks and mortar, and that will have just been accelerated given the fact that so many stores are now closed during lockdown. Certainly, you know, many of the stores that are selling CBD were not deemed to be essential stores and remain open. So I think that's going to have a major impact. But actually, anecdotally, we're seeing a lot of that slack being taken up by online retail, and you know, there's been some huge reported increases in online retail on the CBD side, 300-400% compared to this time last year. So clearly, online is doing very well, and we think that even post lockdown, we're likely to see the acceleration of the move towards online retail in the CBD category, as with other categories, will just continue. So I think, you know, the move and the importance of online is going to become more and more important as time goes on. We may well see some new types of online models, subscription models, things that may tie consumers into particular brands. And a major element of this is that online retailers are going to have to get very good at fulfillment and delivery, and make sure that the consumer is getting the products that they need on time. In terms of the wholesale market, well, we all know about the oversupply of CBD extracts in the wholesale market. We've seen prices come down from, I guess, two or more years ago, where they were up at $8,000 per kilo. We're seeing that come right down, and even anecdotal evidence that prices may be down as low as $1,000 a kilo right now. We've got a wholesale price survey that has just come back in, and the report on that will be coming out fairly shortly. Again, very difficult to monitor price, very difficult to get an idea, particularly in such a fragmented market, as to what the actual sale price for CBD extracts are. But I think interesting to look at some different markets and see how there is variation geographically. So that's talked about demand and supply. In terms of regulation, well, as I said, I think the main point to make about the impact of coronavirus on regulatory development is just that there's been a pause. There's been a massive slowdown in the development, both of any kind of legislation and also in terms of policy development. So we were hoping to, and expecting, in fact, to get some kind of FDA guidance on hemp-derived CBD in the US. And that's been delayed anyway from the end of last year, and it looks like it's going to be further delayed simply because of the other priorities that they're currently facing. Other bits of major regulatory news, I guess, in terms of Europe, everyone is looking at the novel food regulations, though those that are being delivered and developed in the UK, I think, are the most interesting at the moment. We're not seeing any delays on that, so the existing timetable is still in place, and that means that applications for novel food approval are needed by March next year, 2021. I think that's going to cause a very interesting landscape for the rest of Europe. If UK does implement a proper regulated environment for novel food, and CBD products are given approval under that, under that guidance, particularly given the fact that the UK is going to have its own system following Brexit at the end of this year. So from next year onwards, the UK Food Standards Agency will be running its own system. That will almost certainly mirror exactly what's going on in Europe, at the European Food Standards Agency. But I think what we will see is some likelihood of faster movement on a UK level, and that well may lead to the UK products that get approved being able to claim some kind of superiority, and that might shift the dynamic in Europe. So I think UK may well end up leading the CBD industry in terms of novel foods. It's already one of the biggest markets in Europe, but I think given that it may well have a regulated environment in which to operate from next year, that will be very interesting. It'll be very interesting for large beverage and food companies who are looking to get a regulated environment so that they can enter the market and put products into the market. So I think that would be very interesting to watch closely. Other regulatory issues to look at? Well, again, delay in regulatory policy, also probably delay in some of the enforcement regimes. I think, frankly, governments have got lots of other more important things to be doing right now, given coronavirus. But it's worth pointing out that we haven't seen a complete drop of the ball, and the FDA have been stamping its authority on some aspects of the market, particularly in relation to medical claims made by CBD companies. So they really are not tolerating CBD manufacturers being able to claim anything to do with being able to help, particularly coronavirus, but also any other medical claims that they might be making. We've seen some claims around opioid replacements and things like that. The FDA are not tolerating that whatsoever, so that's worth thinking about. So those are the three main areas, looking at the demand side, the supply side, and regulation. There are clearly lots of other things happening. We'll see where the science comes out and whether consumers are affected by looking more closely at the science around CBD and will demand that kind of evidence from manufacturers and the industry in general. But again, to be seen how that really works out. We'll continue to track this sector very closely. We have, as I said, the COVID-19 tracker hub, which is just looking at everything that's coming out, which has an impact caused by coronavirus. Also to point out, our longitudinal pricing analysis is just starting to come through, and it's very interesting to be able to track not only the pricing changes that are going on in the sector, and we'll see very closely what happens to that as a result of coronavirus, but also the product formats that are coming through and the product formats that are reflecting really what consumers are demanding in the market. I hope you all stay very well. Look forward to seeing you on the other side of lockdown, and please do get in touch if there's anything we can help with in the meantime. We look forward to seeing you very shortly. Thanks. Bye-bye.